From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri plan to merge with the abortion provider's Central Oklahoma affiliate in July. The Kansas and Mid-Missouri affiliate announced the merger on Wednesday. President and CEO Laura McQuaid has been the Central Oklahoma affiliate's interim CEO since January. The new, larger affiliate will be called Planned Parenthood Great Plains. It will continue to operate 8 existing clinics in the 3 states and announced plans to open a new clinic in July in northwest Oklahoma City. The merger comes with all 3 states looking to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. McQuaid said that those actions against Planned Parenthood had nothing to do with the merger. She said the 2 affiliates have been in merger talks for a year and no staff will be laid off. Missouri's insurance department has dealt a setback to a proposal by the nation's 3rd largest health insurer to buy another insurance company. State Insurance Director John Huff says Aetna's planned purchase of Humana would sap competition from an already concentrated market. Huff issued a preliminary order on Tuesday that would bar the companies from selling 3 types of insurance across the state after the acquisition and prohibit sales of another insurance product in most areas. Aetna's purchase of Humana is still awaiting approval by the U.S. Department of Justice, but says that the preliminary order in Missouri should not affect the approval process. On Wednesday, Governor Jay Nixon announced the opening of Echo Bluff State Park in Shannon County. The park was previously called Camp Zoe, but was renamed after a sheer bluff on the property. The campground once hosted music festivals. The park was raided during the 2010 Schwagstock Festival, which prosecutors said featured drug dealers. The previous property owner forfeited the property over to the federal government after being convicted on a drug charge. Missouri's park system bought the property at auction for more than $640,000 in 2013. The state park director had said the park system wanted to acquire the property for years. The 430-acre park includes an Ozark stream, a 20-room lodge, cabins, campsites, and hiking trails. A state audit released Wednesday cites serious mismanagement by the former superintendent of the Fox School District in suburban St. Louis, alleging she spent nearly $100,000 on questionable expenses with little oversight from the school board. Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway was critical of the administration under Diane Critchlow. She retired as superintendent in 2014, soon after suspicious activity on district credit cards prompted the board to ask for a state audit. Galloway cited several questionable expenses, including $9,000 for a car bought without board approval. The audit found that Critchlow and other administrators, including a man she later married, received salary increases not approved by the board. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.